shall I never more behold that bright beauty whom I did adore. I wait at her window both early and late to see her as usual, but oh, my sad fate denies me that bliss which makes me to fear that some sad mishap hath befallen my dear. In this silent grove my Rosinda and I did vow to each other to love constantly. My heart is surprised, for sure I do see my dearest lamenting so near unto me. Oh, tell me, Rosinda, the cause of my tears. Thy absence hath filled my heart with sad fears. Alas, my Amanda, my heart is oppressed with sorrow so much that can scarce be expressed. My friends hath enforced me my vows for to break, which oft into thee in this grove I did make, that I would ne'er marry with none but my love. But now I am forced unconstant to prove. My parents, regardless of all my sad tears, have forced me to marry with one that's in years, exceeding mine far, but his riches was great, which caused my parents, Amanda, to hate. Since that I did love you so dearly that I did hate the old miser and him did deny. But oh, all in vain, since the knot is once tied, till death come and ease me and us shall divide. For since that I cannot Amanda enjoy, kind death will befriend me my life to destroy. Farewell then, Amanda, my dearest so true. Rosinda must bid thee forever adieu. Since that my hopes are by fortune thus crossed, and I my Rosinda forever have lost, I'll range o'er the world, for my heart is oppressed with sorrow so great I can nowhere find rest. And then in a ship which was ready to sail, on board went Amanda, who had a fine gale of wind and no waves, so they swiftly did glide, that soon they did sail in the ocean so wide. But fortune that seemed beguile. A storm did arise and the ship run aground, where Amanda and most of the seamen were night when the